Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We continue our coverage of the death of Osama bin Laden in a compound in Pakistan, and we want to specifically look at what this means for Muslims, both here in the United States and abroad. We're joined again by Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, founder and chairman of the Cordoba Initiative, which is a multi-faith organization. And Imam, I want you to take a listen to this message from one of our listeners yesterday.
This is Mohammed. Very, very good morning to America. And I hope this will end Al-Qaeda and we can capture the second guy, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Thank you, America. Thank you. From today, I'll be part of my religion again.
I wonder which response is to this man, Muhammad, who says now he can be part of his religion again.
And this is very positively. I mean, the fact of the matter is that Al-Qaeda has victimized more Muslims than non-Muslims. And this is not to make light of what they've done in 9/11, whether it's in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in all countries from Morocco to Indonesia. Al-Qaeda has actually victimized many, many Muslims, and the era of terrorism is over. I mean, people have come to the conclusion that terrorism, whether by non-state actors like Osama bin Laden or by heads of governments like Gaddafi or the other regimes that have terrorized their populations, people in the Arab Muslim world have said enough is enough, that's not the way to go. So what I see is with the recognition of the damage that has been done by terrorism to our societies and our communities, and the desire of the people to do what is right. And as he points out, Islam does not at all condone terrorism. The Quran is quite specific that no soul is responsible for the sins of another, which also applies clearly to Islamic law, that no human being will be hurt for the crimes committed by somebody else, and the approach of terrorism is to hurt innocent people, and this is a fundamental violation of the Quranic commandments.
We're speaking with Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, founder and chairman of the Cordoba Initiative. And Imam, I'm wondering, for years there have been a number of members of the Muslim faith who said that in no way does Osama bin Laden represent the Muslim faith. That's something that you just echoed. But at the same time, he has become a symbol of an ideology. And that's an ideology that continues after his death. In a certain way, his death will not change that.
Certainly the ideology was there even before him. I mean, there were people like Said Qutb who railed against, and their primarily railing was against people like Abdel Nasser, the ex-president of Egypt, who basically did wrong things to his people. And that's the point I was making earlier, that and what has helped people like Al-Qaeda recruit from many of these countries is for young men, is their own frustration, their own inability to live decent, proper lives. Just some weeks ago, I was watching on Al Jazeera a 21-year-old Libyan who said, you know, I don't have a job, I don't have an education, but now, he said, you know, I mean, this is weeks ago with Gaddafi still in power, but now he said, I can dream again. I mean, just the possibility of Gaddafi getting out of power gives him hope for the future, and people need hope to live. When people feel hopeless, then they resort to breaking down the house, and this is what has happened to many young men in the Muslim world. But now we're seeing these young men demonstrating and for their rights all over the Muslim world, from Tunisia to Egypt to Libya to Yemen to Syria. We see it happening. And to me, the coincidence in terms of timing, the timing simultaneous of bin Laden's dying and what we're seeing in the Arab world is indicative of a major turning point in terms of how people are expressing their desire to live.
Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf of the Cordoba Initiative. You know, I'm struck. You referred there to Khattab, who was a mentor of Osama bin Laden as a jihadist.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, this Friday, is, it seems to me, for Muslim clerics in the United States, and it's not well known outside of the Muslim community how the whole Friday prayers connection between congregations in mosques and imams goes. What is this moment about when imams will stand up in front of Muslims and deliver a message here in the United States and around the world? What do you expect that message to be if those imams want to have the same kind of influence that jihadists have had in the past going forward?
Well, I mean, the jihadists were, you know, there's a certain romanticism. It's like, you know, the old Wild West of the United States of America, where you have, you know, people like Jesse James and, you know, certain people who used violence. But you know what? That life does not work. It never works. And when you're young, and sometimes a certain romanticism comes to being able to express your anger and your rebellious nature. Look, I grew up in the 60s in this country. I remember young people demonstrating, trying to bring down LBJ and so forth. I couldn't understand a lot of that stuff. But, you know, when you think about it coherently, those things don't make sense. You can express your desire, frustration at certain things, but the whole idea of a democracy is to express it within the ideas of the system so you can improve the system. And what these young men have done, the jihadists, have not contributed to the building of societies. They have destroyed economies. They have destroyed the structures of civil society. This is something which has been very well experienced in the last 10 years, if not even more, by in many, many countries. I remember being in Egypt, the country of my parents' birth, in 1999 for a conference, and there was an attack upon some tourists in Luxor, and the tourist economy dried up. And people were I remember going to a store, and the economy of Egypt is very much key to tourism. People were begging me to buy so they could feed their own, you know, their own families, and they were cursing the actions of people who committed these types of acts. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, throughout the Muslim world, people know that acts of terror, bombing, whether it's suicide bombing or bombing of places or bombing of mosques, people go to Friday prayers, or bombing of markets, people are going to shop to buy food. I mean, people are just completely turned off by this.
Yeah, that's Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, founder and chairman of the Cordoba Initiative, which is a multi-faith organization. Thank you yet again, Imam.
Thank you.
Powerful messages in the wake of this story, and we're hearing from you.
I'm Melissa, and I have a daughter who's 19, and I just want to speak for young people if I can, and that is that they came home that day, and their parents were really frightened. Soccer games were not the same, and kids' parents died. People didn't know where their parents were. So this generation that's out there, and maybe a bit too rowdy for some people's taste, you know, when kids see their parents really terrified, it leaves a real imprint. So the death of Osama bin Laden is something that I think just can help them.
The closing of a long arc from 9/11 to the announcement that bin Laden is dead. What do you take away from that experience? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
Hey.